Bibles this morning, call your attention to 2 Timothy, the second chapter. I will read verses 3 and 4, and Ephesians 6, I'll read 10 and 11 again for your consideration. Choir's doing a masterful job this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. 2 Timothy. The second chapter, beginning at verse 3. The Bible reads, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier." Supporting scripture from Ephesians 6, 10, and 11. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." The base of those verses this morning, we'd like to propose a question to you. Are you suited for battle? Are you suited for battle? The songwriter said he is worthy, worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God this morning. I thank God this morning that I got a mind to praise him. I thank God this morning that despite myself, he woke me up anyway. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is a mighty good God this morning. And if there ever was a time that we need to praise the Lord our God, it's right now. It's last night. It's yesterday. It's tomorrow if we live. Every day we ought to have a mind to tell God thank you. Because let me tell you something. I don't care what you're going through this morning. There is somebody in a worse condition than you are. And wherever you might be right now, you might not be able to see what the end is going to be. But if you know God to be your master, if you know him to be your leader, your ruler, and your king, then God promised you this morning he will never leave you. Neither will he forsake you. Even in your sick room, God said, "I'll always be right there." Whether it's early in the morning, late in the midnight hour, in the noonday hour, God is always right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. David said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Anybody had a taste of Jesus? Anybody had a taste of his holiness? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Everybody's not going on vacation. We are still here. So don't be mad because they're gone. Don't be hating because you didn't go. Just have a good time anyhow. Amen, amen, amen. Sometimes we get upset because our neighbor is being blessed. Everybody need a break sometimes. Even those with us with a lot of bills and in debt, we still need a break. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You're not always financially in a position where you can just go do that or the other, but every now and then, somebody got to make a way. Hallelujah. Anybody need a breakaway? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I come to lift up the name of Jesus. And I come to have a good time, whether you want to have a good time or not. Hallelujah. Choir, I believe you've been practicing to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Excuse me if I feel good this morning. But I had some days when I didn't feel just this good. So today, since I feel good, I'm going to act like I feel good. Sometimes we let our opportunities pass us by. Every day you don't feel like throwing up your hands. But every now and again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody say, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Whether you want to or not, when God gets ready, you got to move. And God is ready this morning. Ready for us, the people of God, to get all out of ourselves and just let him be God. And God bless us and blessed us to come this morning. And in our coming, he proposes a question. Are you suited for battle? By the blessings of God, God has shown mercy and grace and allowed us another chance to come in and to tell him thank you for the things that he not only has done, but is yet still doing in our lives. And even though some of us are going through, isn't it good to have the assurance of knowing that he is able to supply every one of our needs? It's been said that he may not come when you want him, but he is on time. There are those of us in here this morning that believe that. And then there are those of us that are still waiting on him to come. And the devil will put questions in your mind. Is he coming or not? Do he love you or not? And is all of your running in vain? Is all the prayers that you've been putting out, has it been done in vain? But I come to tell that person that is struggling this morning, that person that realized that the enemy really tried to rob your mind and tell you not to come to church this morning, but you overrode the enemy and you just had a mind to say, I'm going on anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every time you override that devil, I guarantee you there's a blessing in store for you. There's one fact that we can all agree on, and that is that God is good. He is good. He is good. There's no doubt in my mind that I serve a great God. And he's gathered us together this morning. And we need to be mindful and grateful of all the things that God has done in our lives. We need to be thankful this morning as we thank God for all the men and women that gave their lives in the line of duty, fighting for freedom and democracy for all mankind. This weekend, known to us as Memorial Day weekend. It's said that it starts the summer vacations, and it's also a time for us to remember and to reflect with honor and gratefulness to all of those that have served and died. Veterans Day, we thank God and we praise God for those that are yet still amongst the living but yet have served. But on Memorial Day, we take time out to reflect back and to remember those. Some of them we knew, some of them we did not know, but all of them died for a cause. Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day, a day of remembrance for those who died in our nation's service. It's said that Waterloo, New York was officially declared the birthplace of Memorial Day by President Lyndon Johnson in May 1966. In researching, it says that it's hard to determine exactly when and where it actually started, but somewhere in the 1860s, people gathered in different places as they recognized and remembered those that had died at war, those in the Union War and those in the Civil War. And what we have to understand this morning, that there came a time that all of God's people that had fought was to be honored. A man by the name of General John Logan, the national commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, in his General Order Number 11, was first observed May the 30th, 1868. And at that particular time, flowers were placed on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. In 1971, the National Holiday Act was passed to honor all Americans that had fought in any war. It didn't matter where they fought at, but it was a time to give them honor. On that particular time, we know the last Monday of May is observed as Memorial Day. On tomorrow, we will see flags that will be flying at half staff from dawn to noon. And at 3 o'clock, many people will go to the cemeteries and to memorials just to pay tribute and honor, just to say thank you, just to say, I haven't forgot what you've done for us, because they died for us. I don't care how far back the wars go, they all died for us. And even in our time today, we find that there's still wars going on. We cannot get around the fact that the Bible is fulfilling itself. It says in the end time, there will be wars and rumors of wars. And even though there are wars going on, there's still others talking about getting things started. But in the midst of it all, there ought to be a time where we, the people of God, pause long enough to say thank you. Pause long enough to say, I remember. I wasn't out on the battlefield, but I thank you for being on the battlefield. I thank you for the loved one that you left here without you. Memorial Day, it's time to be thankful. I know that we have our cookouts and we have all of our other little things that we celebrate. But the fact is that Memorial Day is about remembering. It's about giving honor. It's about being thankful for something or for somebody that has done something unselfishly for us. We all ought to be proud this morning. If we are able to say that we are free, we ought to be proud this morning. We that call ourselves citizens of the United States of America, we ought to be proud that on tomorrow we can celebrate Memorial Day with all of the people and let them know that we too remember. We remember and we ask God to have peace on those that have died in the line of war. Memorial means something made or done in remembrance or something to bring back to mind. We find sometimes even when there's a tragedy on the highway, and sometimes you can go by there and someone has come and they will place memorials there. They will put flowers there. They will put teddy bears there. They will put things that when you pass by that particular point, you can remember that somebody lost their life right here. And you can go all around town and up and down the different cities and the highways and the byways. And somewhere here, there, you're going to see memorials that have laid out. And that lets you know that somebody lost their life. But now when we think about tomorrow, we are talking about a whole lot of somebodies that lost their life. They lost their life fighting for the good. They lost their life fighting that we would be free, that we will be able to go to any church that we want to go to. You ought to be glad that you're able to pick out a church and to go into the house of God. And you ought not be straddled down. You ought not be shackled down when you come into the house of God. Too many people have died that you can have the freedom to walk in and to walk out of some places. So when you get an opportunity to go in, you ought to be able to tell God thank you. We want to have our personal celebration, but what about doing what God would have us to do? And I come to tell you this morning that we cannot take time for granted. We can't go through life and let our guards down, because I got to let you know this morning that all time, the good and the bad, we ought to still be watching and we ought to be praying. As long as there's life, as long as there's somebody trying to do good, the devil is always going to be busy. He's always going to be on his job. The Bible says he's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour or destroy. God, the devil is looking for somebody to tear up this morning. But you got to have a mind that I don't care what the devil say, I'm going on in the truth of the Lord. I'm going on in the name of the Lord. I'm going on and lift up the name of Jesus. I know that in this life I'm going to have trials and tribulations. I know that every day is not going to be sunny. But I come to tell you this morning, be steadfast and to keep on looking up. Don't let nothing shake your faith. I come to remind you this morning that as blessed as we are, that there's still a war going on. If you don't believe it this morning, you got to go as you go from one place to another. The Bible declared that when I will do good, evil is also present. I come to tell somebody this morning that there's a battle going on in these bodies of ours. The flesh is fighting against the spirit, and that's a constant battle, on and on, on and on, on and on. And we got to know that if we are going to work for the Lord our God, that there's going to be some trouble in our life sometime. But I thank you that trouble don't last always. Hallelujah, Jesus. I come to tell somebody this morning that there's a war going on this morning. And I want to know this morning, are you suited for battle? If we are going to be soldiers in God's army, then we need to make preparations. We got to brace ourselves and we got to be ready to stand. The Bible said that thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. So what I'm saying this morning, as Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, endure hardness as a good soldier. In other words, know that you're going to suffer some hardships. Know that you're going to have to go through something to get something. There are a whole lot of us want things that laid out for on a silver platter, but how many of you know that every now and then you got to work hard for what you get? There come a time you got to make preparation. You got to train yourself. When you get ready to go in battle, you can't go in battle without being trained. Somebody got to take time to train your mind to know that even though danger is somewhere around, don't forget that God said he hides you in his mighty pavilion. Don't you know that as you are walking up and down these highways and byways that there's a war going on out there? That there was a time when we could lay in the bed with our doors unlocked and with the windows wide open, but we're not living in those times now. There's a war going on right here in Lexington, North Carolina, right there in your community. But God says this morning, if you're going to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, you got to endure hardness. You can't be all thin skinned. You can't give up every time things don't go your way. You can't get your mouth full of wind and always talking about what they should have done. What about you? You got to learn, what can I do for the cause of Christ? What can I do to get up off of this pew of do nothing? It's easy to sit down and look at the faults of somebody else. But if you began to get up and try doing something for yourself, I found out that if you help yourself, somebody will help you. But if you don't have a mind to help yourself, nobody's going to help you. Hallelujah, Jesus. He wanted Timothy to know firsthand that it wasn't going to be easy. And again, I ask you, are you suited for battle? See, we got to understand that when you get ready to fight for the Lord, you got to have on the right attire. See, I know y'all know me. I like to dress with the best of them. I like two-piece. I like three-piece. I like double breasts. I like single breasts. I like Bally, I like Joe Banks, I like Steve Harvey's collection. But I found out, Brother Deacon, that I can have on a nice three-piece and I can have on a hat to match and shoes to match, but that's not going to be able to help me win the battle. I come to tell somebody this morning that you can't fight this battle naked. You got to have something on in order to fight this battle. You got to put on the right suit. You know, we got clothes for every occasion. You ought to have some clothes to dress up in, and you ought to have something to lay around in. You ought to have something for any occasion that you might be going to. And I want to know, when you get ready to go in battle for the Lord, do you have the right suit to put on? I come to tell you this morning that you're not going to be able to make it in them high heels. You're not going to be able to make it this morning. Worrying about what everybody else got on. But you better learn that if you're going to fight for the Lord this morning, you got to put on the right suit. I want to know this morning how many of you spent a little bit of time trying to decide what you're going to wear to church this morning. A lot of us don't even come to God's house sometimes because we say, I couldn't find the right suit to put on. They said that we were going to wear white and I don't have white. But I come to tell somebody this morning that you better wear what you got. Don't worry about what's on the outside, but learn to thank God for what you got down on the inside. I want to know this morning, are you suited for battle? For there is a battle going on. And you got to know that you got to put on the right clothes. I come to tell somebody that this is a spiritual warfare. I don't care how many times mama prayed for you. Until you learn how to pray for yourself. Until you learn how to believe for yourself. I'm not saying that mama's prayers went in vain. But if you want something to happen in your life, then you better open up your own mouth. You better trust God with your own mind. You better go through your own trials and tribulations. Anybody in here this morning, have you ever been through anything in your life and know that the Lord helped you to fight your battle? I stopped by to tell somebody that if you're going to go to battle for the Lord, you better put on the right suit. The Bible said that if you want to stand against the wiles of the devil, that you got to put on the whole armor of God. For the Bible say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God. If you're going to fight for the Lord, you can't put on half the armor, but you got to put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand in these last and evil days. If you're going to serve the Lord our God, you better stand up for God with all that you got. The Bible tells you this morning to stand therefore with all truth, with your lines about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith. I believe this morning that God is going to take care of me. I believe this morning that the Lord will make a way out of no way. I stop by to tell somebody that it's time to put your suit on. If you're going to go to battle for the Lord, we better get suited in the right attire. You better put on the whole armor so that you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the devil. The Bible says the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Once you get your gear on, then you can fight your battle. But don't let nobody tell you that you can't win the battle. For the Bible says the battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. For it belongs to the Lord. And I come to tell somebody that I can fight my battle. It doesn't matter how big the enemy is. It doesn't matter how much you got to go through. But you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Do you remember the little boy David? When David went up against Goliath, the king Saul came and told David, I want to give you the whole armor of God. I want to put a helmet on your head. I want to give you a shield to put in the front of you. I want to put all of these things on you. But look, David said, oh, no, no. I got the Lord on my side. I got all that I need. I can fight my battle with this slingshot. All I need to do is trust God. I come to tell that giant in my life that you're not going to win this battle. Because I got on my armor. I got on the whole armor. And I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight until I die. And after I die, I heard that I'd be caught up to meet God in the air. And every day, gonna be a sunny day. I stop by to tell somebody, don't let your burden get you down, but trust in the power of God. Know that God will make a way out of no way. If you got your suit on this morning, know that God is gonna protect you. I got on the whole armor. I got my head covered. I got my heart covered. I got my mind covered. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God that He's on my side. The Lord is. The Lord is the best thing that ever happened to us. Are you suited? Are you suited for battle? Don't fool yourself. That little warmed over testimony ain't gonna get it. If you can declare How many Sundays you went to church? How many Wednesdays you went to Bible study? How many Sunday mornings you made Sunday school? Let me tell you something. God already knows all that. You don't have to give him account of that. But what the Lord wants to know is that when that enemy seemed like he got you pressed up against the wall and you don't see no other way out, I come to help somebody this morning to let you know there is a way out. All you got to do is just whisper a prayer. Tell God all about your trouble. And how many of you know God will come to your rescue? How many of you know that God will help you fight your battle this morning? How many of you are glad this morning that whatever your battle is, it's not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. And the Lord will, he will help you fight your battle. If you wait on him, all you got to be is steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. And the Bible says your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody in this house right now, you've been praying and you still waiting. And I come to encourage you this morning. I come to tell you, don't give up just yet. Your healing, your deliverance, your peace of mind, your salvation, your job, your somewhere to stay, whatever it is that you asked him for, if you believe, really believe, then it's on the way. It's on the way. And somebody came along and said, don't wait until the battle is over. But you can shout and thank God for it right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's some things that you thought was out of your reach. But God said, if you trust me, I'll start opening up doors for you. Somebody said you wasn't going to make it. Somebody said you were going to fall down in the dirt. But God said, if you trust me, if you take one step, I'll take two. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of you tried him this morning? How many of you tried him this morning? And when everybody else thought you wasn't going to make it, look at that, look at that. Here come my blessing. And I thank God. I thank God for my blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. A good time to remember somebody that you love this morning. And let that love fill you up. Whew. There's something about the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. As people, our flesh sometimes gets so weak. And there is a young lady in the house this morning. Jesus says, you're going to make it through the struggle. You're going to make it through that struggle. See, some of us don't know what it is to have a really daily battle with your flesh. And your mind and your heart is saying, get closer to God. Get closer to God. And your flesh keep drawing you back out in the street. But don't let go of what's in your heart and in your mind. That person that told you it ain't going to do you no good to go to church, they telling a lie. Because that's going to help you balance out some things. Just when the enemy thinks that he got you, if you hold on and hold out, I guarantee you that I serve a God that'll bring you through. Are you suited for battle? There's a war going on. Do you have on your armor this morning? Because what God is doing this morning, God is giving you another chance to let you know you don't have to stand naked. You can put on the armor and you will be ready to fight. Don't roll your sleeves up. Fussing and cussing never got you nowhere. It don't do nothing to make matters worse. But when you put it in the hands of the Lord, you got to believe that God going to work it out. How many of you believe that God can work your problem out? There's someone you strayed. But God wants all of us to know that all is sin and come short. And those of us that seemingly also saved and sanctified, we got to be a help to somebody. We got to stop judging folk and looking down our noses at them like because we done got here, we done arrived. You have not arrived until it's all said and done. Until they crown him King of Kings, you got, as long as there's a breath in your body, you got to be able to help somebody else see the light. I finished this morning, but there is somebody this morning, God Almighty, you know how it is when you just want to help somebody and you don't know how to help them. And when we get in those positions, this is where we go. Because we bring it to him. We don't have to put it in special words. All we have to do is just say the name. God knows the need this morning. If you are not suited for battle this morning, it's time to get in the dressing room. It's time for God to put your clothes on. You've been trying to dress yourself too long. And when you dress yourself, you do what you want to do in your clothes. But we want to put on some of God's clothes this morning.